This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver's U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is preparing to close, but there are conflicting reports of how many people actually work in the regional hub. Federal officials say the number was fewer than 10 as of December, but a former outreach director told CPR News recently well above 30 people work there in person daily. They've now all been let go. Additionally, another 300 or so employees teleworked in the office. It's unclear if they'll have to physically report to the agency's headquarters near D.C. Meanwhile, more than 330 million visitors spent $29 billion in gateway communities near national parks. That's according to the latest data from the National Park Service. But the federal government shutdown has left many national park gates open, but parks staffed by skeleton crews. Jill Lagan is the CEO of the local Chamber of Commerce in Boulder City, Nevada.
So those gateway communities become essential to the success of the national park system and what those national parks have to offer.
In a letter, former park superintendents urged federal leaders to close parks during the shutdown to prevent trash accumulation, vandalism, and other damage. Colorado is stepping in with state funds to ensure food assistance for women and children continues during the federal government shutdown. The state's legislature budget committee approved an emergency request this week from Governor Polis to fund the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, commonly called WIC. The program ran out of federal funding when the government shut down. It'll cost Colorado nearly $8 million to cover benefits for up to a month. Polis says the state can't replace federal support long term.